Alright, peace, y'all. What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Salute to everybody on this marvelous Friday. Alright, we got some stuff to talk about today. Salute to Tanya, man. I appreciate you, Tanya. I pray that the Most High continues to bless you. Alright, she showed your boy some love after the live stream. So I just want to put that out there. Salute to you, Miss Tanya. And also, my guy, Xavier, man. I appreciate you, Xavier. You know what I'm saying? Salute to you, my G. Pray that the Most High continues to bless you as well. Today is, I think, the economic blackout. So if y'all getting on board with that, I think they said the three stores is Target, Aldi's, and Walmart. Like, we ain't supporting that today. You know what I'm saying? But we got some stuff to talk about today. Salute to everybody. MGD? What's popping? Salute from Scotland. What's popping? JLB. OT15. Chill Vibes. Gets in the building. LS. What's popping? Jay Hardway. What's popping? Soul Tone Def. Chris Davis. Miss Cosmic Arcana, what's poppin', cousin? Terrell Jones in the building. Danklin, what's poppin'? Nikki Picky. Chris Quaz, Kyoko in the building. Say Less. Anthony, what's poppin', my G? Alright, so it's a lot going on. We're gonna be talking about this specific club today, and I'm gonna show y'all some videos, right? And it's very important. Now, what I want to start with in particular, right, is going to be a situation that happened a few days ago. Now, if you are in any type of fraternity or sorority, it's a lot of strange stuff that's going on, you know what I'm saying, right now with that. But there was a young man that joined the fraternity, and he's not no longer with us now. Now, many people have been asking, what's this, what was the ritual about? He went through some type of ritual and didn't make it or something like that. But we're going to play this. I want to talk about this real quick, y'all, if I may. Let's get into this real quick.
They say a Kenner native died this morning after collapsing at a fraternity ritual off Southern University's campus.
Family and friends remember Caleb Wilson is a bright and talented musician. Chris Welty brings us the news information on the investigation into his death. Chris.
Liz Lauren, a spokesperson for Baton Rouge Police, says the department is investigating Caleb Wilson's death and also working with Southern University's police force.
It's crazy.
Police say Wilson and members of Omega Psi Phi fraternity were at North Sherwood Forest Community Park, according to sources. Members of the fraternity were carrying out a ritual where pledges stand in line when Wilson collapsed. Wilson was unresponsive when a group of friends brought him to a Baton Rouge hospital. Wilson was pronounced dead at 3:15 this morning. An autopsy is pending to determine his cause of death. Wilson was a member of Southern's Human Jukebox Marching Band. In a statement, Southern University says in part, quote, "The campus community extends condolences to his family, classmates, and loved ones. Southern is cooperating fully with the Baton Rouge Police Department, which is in charge of the investigation."
Yeah, when we get that bit of information from the coroner, then that bit of information will determine where we go with this investigation. Will it just be a death? Will it be considered a homicide? You know, we're going to investigate, interview those individuals that he was with and get some information from them.
Mm.
All that information the detectives will look at, and then that will determine where we go.
Wilson, a junior at Southern, was also a mechanical engineering major. Wilson graduated high school from Warren Easton, where he was also a member of the band. On Facebook, Pilgrim Baptist Church in Kenner calls Wilson's death an unspeakable tragedy. The church adding, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." Saints and Pelicans owner Gail Benson released a statement.
New Orleans Saints and Pelicans owner knew this young man. That's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy.
Pauling Wilson, a very bright student. Mrs. Benson went on to say, quote, "Our hearts go out to his family, friends, and the entire Southern University community during this incredibly difficult time. This tragic loss has hit very close to my heart, as his father, Sergeant Corey Wilson, has worked with our team for many years. I have a deep and personal connection to his family. We mourn with him today on this senseless passing." Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lapinto also releasing a statement saying, quote, "The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office extends its condolences to Deputy Corey Wilson and his family following the heartbreaking loss of his son, Caleb. The JPSO family stands in support of Deputy Wilson and his family." Once again, Wilson collapsed during an off-campus fraternity ritual where pledges stand in line. The national chapter of Omega Psi Phi declined comment. I did ask Southern University if the fraternity is being sanctioned or investigated, but a spokesperson said no further information beyond the university's initial statement is available. Liz?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. That's wild. That's wild to me. I don't know. I want to show y'all this because I was on Twitter, right? And I believe somebody that joined one of those fraternities. Hold on. Let me see where it's at. Here it go. Had mentioned they asked them, like, yo, what kind of rituals and stuff, what happened? You know what I'm saying? And the dude responded. Let me pull this up real quick because I found this on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy, though. I did a live stream about this a couple years ago. And that's not the only one either. Like, they got a bunch of people that met their demise practicing some of these rituals, man. So this is what the person said, right? This is what the person said. I guess he's a part of this fraternity thing. And he said, as a member of D9, which stands for Divine Nine, you seriously don't want to get all the details of the process. Not saying it's inherently sexual, you know what I'm saying? But I am saying there is a sense of loss of humanity and ethics just to make initiates demonstrate devotion to a nebulous organization and pay for it. So pretty much, you know, without too much being said, he's saying, like, you know, they demoralize you and you know what I'm saying, this kind of like resets their brain or something like that. I don't know. They said Muhammad Ali on there too. Wow. Yeah, we gonna talk about this stuff right here. But rest in peace to that young man. I'ma just say this, y'all. Don't try to take shortcuts. Whenever you try to take shortcuts, sometimes it don't work out for those that, you know what I'm saying, want to go the easy route. You feel me? That's just all I'ma say about that. They said, dang, my cousin has the same first and last name, man. Yeah, man, I don't know. They said deputy moving up. Well, the father is connected to the owner of the Pelicans and the New Orleans Saints. And we seen what happened with people like Trayvon Martin. You know what I'm saying? Come to find out his father was down with them people and all of that stuff. So it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Now, I want to show y'all this real quick, right? Since we on the topic. So is a club in Hollywood, right? Or the entertainment industry. And everybody knows that it basically connects ties to a lot of ancient Egyptology, right? For the most part. You know what I'm saying? You see the eye, them covering the eye and all of this stuff. Now, I'm going to play some videos and we're going to talk about what this club actually is. All right? And I'm going to show y'all some stuff. Matter of fact, let's get into it real quick. Let's get into it. Let me show y'all this. Look at all of these celebrities that's all doing the same thing. Like, this is crazy. Look at this. Usain Bolt is down with the program. You know what I'm saying? You got her right here doing the same hand pose. That like Frankenstein, if you ask me. Fergie. I like Fiona Apple. She kind of resemble Adele too. I don't know who this dude is. Machine Gun Kelly. They all doing the same thing. Randy Jackson. Arms crossed. Arms crossed. You know what I'm saying? Everybody down, even him. Yeah, Lionel. Yeah. Look, he got the eye on his arm tattoo. Look, Corey Feldman. You know what I'm saying? Erica, look. Yeah, look. Yeah, what is the connection? Why do they all have their arms in the same position? What is the connection? Look, Janet, look, nobody's out of this group. You feel me? Look, Bono. Look, Craig Davis. Can you feel me? Yeah, even he got to do it. Look, everybody with it. Everybody with it, son. Lisa Bonet. Yeah, J-Lo, look, she down with it too. Somebody said X-Men, look. And he got the Kabbalah bracelet on, he ain't even. He's your boy, it's your boy right here. Even Nelly, look, somebody, you gotta get down with this. You gotta get down with it. Ozzy Osbourne, we already know what time he on. Then you got Aleister Crowley doing the same pose. Look at Aleister Crowley, y'all. Yeah, remember him on YouTube? Yeah, he was all, yeah, I was believing in him on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Bruce Willis. Look, everybody, even Diddy. Everybody gotta do it. I know him from YouTube too. Look, he down with it. Look. Everybody down with it. Lenny Kravitz. Everybody down. Look, Elon, even Elon down with it. Tupac. Look at Tupac throwing up the Baphomet hand sign over there. Look at that. Cannabis. You know what I'm saying? Eminem, look, everybody in it, son. David Bowie, everybody in it. Look, Marina Abramovic doing the same thing. Marina Abramovic. It's for educational purposes only. I don't even know who that is. Look at this. Wakanda forever. Wakanda. This chef right here. Chris Brown. Breezy. Madonna. Look. Everybody's in this group. They all in this group. Vanilla Ice. We already know he don't believe in God, so of course he damn Morgan Freeman. Now, y'all seen a lot of these correlations, man. They said, yup, even old Chad. Destiny said, what does it mean? Well, we're going to talk about what this actually means. And I'm going to break this down for y'all right now. All right, we're going to watch some more videos and put all the clues together so you know this secret club really does exist. Now, I want to show y'all this video. And some people had asked me, Jay, is Malcolm X a part of the program? Now, I don't know, but salute to this YouTube channel. They kind of like exposed it. It's a 6-minute video. But for all of those wondering what this means, we're going to talk about it right now. Salute to Exposing Bethel. Salute to them. Make sure y'all subscribe to their channel, man. Got a lot of good stuff over there. But this is kind of crazy. Let's check it out. Look, Joyce Myers, even Joyce Myers, the pastor, the televangelist. Look at this.
This must be Malcolm X, if I can remember right. And there he's, he has on a Masonic ring, by the way. You can see, I believe, from here, it's hard to see, but I believe in that picture, there is a square and compass of the Masons. So he was not only a black Muslim, yeah, there it is, but he was a Mason. There's the Prince Hall Masons, made up in almost entirely of black people, black men, that is.
Right.
Salute to Ricky Grimes, man. Appreciate you, my G. Salute to you, man.
And here he's pointing to his head, and he's basically asserting that he is more intelligent and more all-knowing than the masses. And I would think that black people would be insulted. By the way, the X, of course, some people think it's from the Islamic faith or whatever, but of course X was one of the signs of Osiris, the Egyptian sun god. And the Islamic faith has many, many old vestiges of the old religions. Osiris, there we have the X again and various other symbols.
And it has it was in the placement of the hands.
The placement of the hands in the cross. By the way, in some Masonic orders, they have Masonic funerals, and they do the legs or the hands
of
the body.
See, now, salute to Tex Mars. If y'all didn't know, go. Tex Mars was the first book I actually read about all of this stuff. Like, he's got a lot of books out there exposing these symbols and stuff like that. And he's one of the first authors that I actually started reading to kind of understand a lot of this. You know what I'm saying? But it's everybody's in this big group. It's all connected. Sunkiss said they demonized the X. Yeah, I'm going to show y'all another video of a guy breaking it down, how it all correlates, you know what I'm saying, with everything. You know what I mean? But...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then right before the casket is covered, they cross the hands, just as they did in the ancient death burial rites of the Egyptian mummies and so forth. So here again, they hearken all the way back to the ancient mystery religions. And yet many of these people have the gall to call themselves Christians. Now, there's Stephen King doing the X.
Look,
and that last mummy actually was Ramses, who
was Ramses.
Is one of George Bush's descendants.
Oh, it could be.
According to David Icke.
Oh, really? So David Icke. I didn't know about
that's
that.
That's one of George Bush's relatives right there.
Well, yeah.
According to David Icke. Yeah.
I thought you meant that the brain power was exactly the same at this moment in time. I didn't know what you were referring to. But we saw Stephen King there. Of course, he's the king of the horror genre, you know, fiction. But isn't it interesting? This was from either Time or Newsweek magazine, one of them. But here's an enigmatic sign he's giving, a mysterious sign. There was no caption that explained it. This is, I mean, people don't just, you don't take a picture of them, and they don't just cross their hands like this.
Yeah, because they got to show allegiance. And only those who know will know. It's very, somebody said, who said the symbols, salute Purple Lover, who said the symbols had to be big and in our face? Maybe they could be small signs. Right. But the average person is not supposed to know about all this stuff. You get what I'm saying? And they speak in code to each other. This is what this is all about.
This is very obviously a sign of the dead.
Yes.
Going all the way back to Egypt. And I think he identifies with the dead.
Yes.
And maybe he's been given special powers by forces from beyond.
Look at that. Somebody just said signs and symbols. Look, they made a yo. They made a magazine and put the woman's head in front of the A and the R so it comes out to say that on the magazine. Yo, wicked. Wicked, son. You know what I'm saying?
There is demonic to write his books and become famous and rich.
It seems that, you know, I was watching Ocean's 12 the other day, and the guy in the movie is like, oh, it's like this Kabbalism stuff doesn't even work.
Oh, yeah, they're sort of letting you know they're practicing Jewish Kabbalism. Jewish Kabbalism is a system of sorcery and medieval witchcraft that is that Albert Pike in his Morals and Dogma, you know, his former Sovereign Grand Commander, actually admitted was the very basis, the core.
Yes.
Of the Masonic rituals.
And then he called for the Holy Masonic Empire.
Yeah, yeah. That is the royal secret, he said, that we're going to set up an empire on Earth. Now we have the X-Files, but right before that, you had Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was giving a speech, wasn't he?
Yeah, and there was an anomalous X that kept showing up over him.
Yeah, on CNN, and here he's giving a speech talking about trying to justify the Iraq War. This was just a week or two ago.
Uh-huh.
And this X shows up. Well, does it mean he's going to be X'd out? That would mean, you know, you're going to be killed. Well, I hope that wasn't true. I hope nobody is planning such a dastardly thing. You and I would be opposed to that.
Absolutely.
Even though he's not a very nice man. But it's interesting that somebody maybe knowingly put that X there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they were identifying him. And by the way, he absolutely, his own office admits that he is a 33rd degree Freemason.
But they know.
Everybody in it. Chevron 33.
Says that, of course, orange being the only color numerology that is 33, the Masonic number, of course, the highest degree, the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry.
All right, now he talking about Chevron and all of that stuff. All right, so let's get into this real quick, if I may. Salute to everybody in the building, man. Now, for those that want to know, this guy is going to explain down the connections that it has to Greek mythology. Watch this, y'all. This is crazy.
Osiris and Egyptian resurrection. Now, when I first saw this book, I said, wait a minute, because the only resurrection I'd ever heard of was what resurrection? Resurrection of Jesus Christ and those who believe in him. So what is this Egyptian resurrection thing? When I opened to the forward of the book, notice what it says. It says, if you can read with me, the central figure of the ancient Egyptian religion was Osiris, and the chief fundamentals of his cult were the belief in his what? Divinity, what else? Death, resurrection, and absolute control of the destinies of the bodies and souls of men. The central point of each Osiris religion was what? His hope of resurrection in a transformed body and of immortality, which could only be realized by him through the death and resurrection of Osiris. When I read that, I said, what the hell is this? I said out loud in the store. And the store owner came, is everything okay? I said, yeah, everything's okay, man. But see, I could not say, Satan the Lord rebuke you to the book. I could say that to a person who can hear me saying it, but I can't say that to a book. And when I saw, I said, this is what I've been preaching for over 25 years. I had been preaching this. But it wasn't about nobody named Osiris. It's about somebody named Jesus. That's when I realized, okay, something ain't right. And I began to thumb further through the book. I saw that Osiris had a son whose name in the Greek was Horus. And as soon as I saw the word horse, H-O-R-U-S, my mind immediately went back to 3 years when I confronted that brother and rebuked him in Jesus' name. I said, this is what he was talking about. Not H-O-R-A-C-E, H-O-R-U-S. And that made me start doing the research. And I haven't stopped yet. And that was back in what, 87? That was 1990. So, here's your original Trinity. Now, actually, that's not the original Trinity. Grab what I'm saying. The original Trinity is called an atom. A-T-O-M. Now, why? Because it's made up of three parts that make up one. An atom is composed of what? Neutron, proton, and electron. Okay? That's your original Trinity in creation. The atom itself. Or another name for God, atom. Got me? A-T-O-M or A-T-U-M? Because there were no vowels. Got me? So the atom, or the atom, is the original Trinity in nature. And it's deep because the three make one.
Yeah. See, we've all been lied to, son. We've all been lied to. They said, salute him. I'm him, Big Gas Man said, the Moors changed the history. See, I mean, many people would disagree with that, but I don't know. I heard that before, too. They said Adam and Eve. Yeah, Adam, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of crazy. Kemetans did not allow non-blacks into Kemet. Yeah, from day one, Cosmic Arcana said from day one, lies. Mech said Horus is Nimrod. I mean, you know what's so wild when I look at a lot of this stuff, man? It all has the same, I don't want to say storyline, but it all has the same correlation. Like, everything is pretty much the same. No story is different, or no situation is different than the next one when it comes to a lot of these ancient religions, right? It's all pretty much the same thing when you think about it. But when you're looking at a celebrity in a whole, right? For some strange reason, they have this understanding. Now, what's so ironic about the people that you're seeing on the screen is that it doesn't matter what race or creed, right? They all have a similar understanding. Okay? They all have a similar understanding. Yeah, they said it's the same gimmick, Sage Carter said. Yeah. Blatty said, y'all finna end up in hell trying to disprove God's existence. Well, you can't force people to believe. They just going to have to learn on their own. You know what I'm saying? They got to learn on their own. Now I want to show y'all this real quick. Let's talk about, somebody said something about some pastors. Let's talk about this real quick. Salute to the Gospel of Christ YouTube channel. Now, I don't really believe in televangelists, right? Any pastor that's on television and, you know, they always asking for something, some type of money or something, I don't trust them. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust them. You know what I mean? I played y'all the clip of Creflo Dollar talking about he wanted to put, like, turnstiles at the front of his church and use an M16 on people that didn't pay their tithes. So I have no trust in a lot of these people, especially with T.D. Jakes going through what he going through. But I want to show y'all this for those that are unaware. Now, this is what, you know, it all goes into the Osiris thing, and he's going to break down the history of it. But salute to the Gospel of Christ YouTube channel, man. Let's get into this real quick. Look, everybody's doing it. Said, why on earth would you use the devil sign? My goodness, a thumbs up would work, or you don't have thumbs. I don't know what that's about.
This is where I get to be a voice in your life that reminds you that you are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. The voice in your life that helps you realize that you are more than the math of what is against you. That you are more than the mistakes that you have made. That the great I am lives in you. And whatever he is, you are too.
Now, that's what I'm saying about everything correlates. Because in the Bible, that term I am is used as well. And it's also a term that the Egyptians would use back in their times. You know what I'm saying? So it's, a lot of this stuff has some type of connection to it, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Woo! I feel a flow coming.
I feel a flow coming too, but it's not a flow of anything good.
Can't see it right now. Can't prove it on a chart. Can't draw it on a graph. But I got God. I got God.
Yo, crossing his arms.
We followed you. We trusted you. And now you're leaving us. No, I am not leaving you. I am changing forms.
If you know Jesus, I am sorry to break it to you. This church is not for you.
What he said, I had to correct him on later. But to me, he made a really big mistake when he was praying the prayer. I believe, without a doubt, that's the part he should have left out. I believe, without a doubt.
Yo, is it me or does that thing in the background that he's talking in front of, it look like the what's her name? The Seal of Solomon right there. I don't know if maybe I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying?
That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. I told him never you stand in the pulpit at Elevation. Do I want you to put people in a position where you're telling them to pray something that they can't honestly pray? As a matter of fact, because there is not one of you in the room, even with tabs in your pink Bible, can honestly say without a doubt, not a one of you.
I got a degree in the Bible. I'm gonna blow your mind. A porn addict can pray while he's looking at porn.
How is that possible? What? Yo, you see the contradiction with a lot of this stuff? You know what I'm saying? And mind you, like I said, I'm not bashing no churches, because you got a lot of people out there that go to church, and there's some good pastors out there. But then you got the money-hungry ones that spin the whole narrative. You know what I'm saying? Spin the whole narrative. How is this even possible, bro? I'm not even going to repeat what he said, but he's wild for that.
When God said, I am to Moses, my name is I am. He was trying to get him to see you are as I am.
It's in me. It's in me.
How arrogant.
He just said he's... What?
There are many unbiblical, outright demonic, and radical teachings being taught at churches like Elevation Church of Stephen Furtick and Lakewood Church of Joel Osteen. Those demonic teachings don't seem too blatant to the undiscerning ear. However...
Look at that church. It was a bunch of people in there. Frank Doquet said, churches don't help the neighborhoods. That's a fact. That's a fact. They sure don't. They sure don't. In order for you to get any type of help from your church, you have to pay tithes. That's the only way. But you're right. They don't. They don't help the neighborhoods. That's a fact.
those teachings influence everything else that those churches do. Let us take a look at the recent backlash from Elevation Church, which I strongly think stem from all those unbiblical and demonic teachings. Hello everyone, and welcome back to a new video of the Gospel of Christ. I invite you to subscribe and click the notification bell to know when we upload new videos. Alright guys, take a look at this headline. Stephen Furtick facing backlash because Elevation Church won't use words like resurrection on Easter invites. Now, if you think that's bad, take a look at this headline. Elevation Church's digital content director explains why they would never use words like resurrection or Calvary or blood of Jesus when sending out Easter invites. It makes someone feel like an outsider. Let's roll the tape.
For us, the most important thing on Easter is inviting people to church. And so this particular biblical event of Easter is tied directly to our mission. And so that's so important to us. And so when I think about how I'm gonna talk about Easter, I'm thinking about talking to people far from God. So just to like give you just like a teeny bit of a glimpse.
They said he's a Mason. I don't know. I don't know. Yo, Jay, so many people are going to wind up in hell trying to refute God. I pray for these people to receive saving knowledge and truth of God and who he is. Well, you got to let some people go to hell, son. You just got to let some people go there. We can't save everybody. I tell you that now. You can't save everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? You, some people, unfortunately, are just wicked by nature. They can't help it. They are wicked by nature. You know what I'm saying? Bladdy says, should I have a kid before the world ends or nah? I mean, well, things are changing. You know what I'm saying? Things are changing. But a couple years ago, I would have told you, chill out, but things is going back to normal, if you ask me. I don't know.
I'm talking all the way from people who have been in our church for years, and I want them to invite people to church. But I'm putting a lot of my focus, energy, time, resources toward what I would call the cold audience, as people far from God. And so I'm not going to say the word Calvary. I'm not going to say the word resurrection. I'm not going to say the blood of Jesus, right? I'm not going to say any of these words that make someone feel like an outsider.
So they basically saying that this whole church of evolution or whatever they calling it, they accepting all of the nonsense. Okay, because in order, from what I understand, right, in order for you to rebuke any type of negative spirit, you would use the term the blood of Jesus, right? And that would kind of like scare the negative energy away. Now, when you take that out, you allowing riffraff to come in your vicinity. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, though. You know what I'm saying?
This is really important. An important guiding principle for how we develop language is anyone can be a part of our church.
In other words, you water down the resurrection in order to make it more appealing and more palatable to sinners. And that's how you gain an audience. And that's how Elevation Church gains the audience. Might I add, that's how they retain the audience.
Don't let anybody put anything on you that will cause you to forget what God put in you. The fight that you have to win for your life has not been with them.
You know how easy it is to start a church? All you gotta do is go and do the business part. You get the building, right? And just start pumping fear. Just tell people, hey, if you don't tithe, you going downstairs. And it just seems to be easy. I don't know. They said, Billy Bassett said, we are all sinners. This is a fact. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Clyde Willis said, Jesus, Dionysus, Bacchus, Olympus, Zeus. Do you see the pattern? Yeah. Can't forget Mithra, too. Mithra was born on December 25th, right? And he's considered to be the sun child. It's so ironic that Christmas, the day of Christmas, is supposed to be represented as Jesus's birthday. right? But Mithra is also worshipped on the seventh day, I believe, which is Sunday. You get what I'm saying? And people go to church on Sunday. So are the pastors aware of this knowledge? Because if let's be honest here, certain religions you're supposed to worship, praise, and worship on Saturday, the Sabbath, if I'm not mistaken. So this whole Sunday thing is a spin. You know what I'm saying? It's a spin. Let me see. They said churches are aligned with states and get tax exemptions. Crazy.
It's always been in you. Because if you believe it's in you, there's nothing anybody can put on you that can cancel what I put in you. Before you were born, I appointed you a prophet to the nations. It's always been in you. And there's nobody that can leave my life that can keep God from keeping his covenant with me. I'm not in covenant with a person. I'm not in covenant with a political party. I'm in covenant.
All you got to do is yell with aggression and people will clap. It's just like when you go to church and they jumping and rolling around on the ground. The reason why is because the music is doing it. It's a pattern. You get what I'm saying? It's easy. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I realized, like, you know, the whole concept of it was to tire you out, make you tired, you know what I'm saying? And then pass around a collection plate at the end. That was my whole idea of it. And I'm like, I'm not participating in this no more. You know what I'm saying?
With God Almighty, I am God Almighty.
I am God Almighty. Now, that clip, understandably, made a lot of waves in the evangelical world a few years ago. And people kind of excused it, saying, oh, well, that was just a...
Class said, just start yelling. You just start yelling. You a preacher. You know what I'm saying? It's true, though. It really is true. I mean, a lot of these televangelists, they come out of nowhere. And they all know each other. That's the strange part about it. They all know each other. You know what I'm saying? Do you know how easy it is to start a church? I think Beyonce, if I'm not mistaken, has her own church. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West tried to start his own church. You know what I mean? Like, Mace had a church, but he don't got that church no more. I don't know what happened. Now he's doing podcasts. I don't know.
An inarticulate moment. You know, he kind of got tongue-tied. He, you know, lost track of his words, and he didn't actually mean that he is God Almighty. And when I first saw that clip, I was inclined to think the same thing. I thought, okay, I'm no apologist for Steve Furtick. He is a wolf. He's a false teacher. He is indeed unqualified, as John MacArthur pointed out to him. But I thought, okay, I really don't think he actually meant that he is God Almighty. Until I saw another sermon from him from 2 years before in 2019, when he basically said the same thing. Watch this.
God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. You are not my maker. You will not be my mirror.
Somebody said, Pocketful of said, you could pay for the preaching license if you know, you know. If you know, you know. Anybody could be called the reverend these days. You know what I'm saying? And get fooled like that. Do you think Dr. Umar is a real doctor? Come on now. Come on. Come on now.
When God said, I am to Moses, you know, my name is I am. He was trying to get him to see you are as I am.
See,
Well, that certainly wasn't Stephen Furtick getting tongue-tied. That wasn't a slip of the tongue. No.
I said this years ago, right? And I'ma just say this off with some, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about this, right? If Moses wrote the Bible, right? How in the world did he know that he knew exactly where he was going to die at? Like, how did he know that? Because it's in the Bible. So he predicted his own death. That's kind of crazy. Reverend Lonnie Love. Yo, what movie was that? Vampire in Brooklyn? Evil is good. Good is evil. Hey, if you never saw Vampire in Brooklyn, son, you got to watch that, man. Yeah, man. They said this pastor, a real method actor. A lot of them are, though. A lot of them are. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them are.
Well, that was very deliberate. Furtick said that when God gave to Moses his own name, I Am, he was trying to get Moses to understand that everything that he is, God is, Moses is too. No, actually, the exact opposite of that is true. Dear friends, God is without peer. He is without equal. That is blatant heresy from Stephen Furtick. And even at that, some people still tried to come to Stephen Furtick's defense and even attack me, criticize me for pointing this out. I did a YouTube video on this a couple of years ago. But if you're gonna try to defend Stephen Furtick even at that, well, good luck defending him after this. This was recorded, or at least it was posted on their website, YouTube channel, just a few days ago as of this recording in mid-February 2024. Watch.
I'm glad you're here. If you're watching online, I'm glad you chose to watch this video. God knows there's a lot of other stuff you could have watched on the internet. Here you are listening to a Holy Ghost preacher today.
Now, I want to interrupt just for a moment. So yo. Stephen Furtick says there are other things you could have watched. Yeah, there are. And you would do well to watch someone besides Stephen Furtick, because he is a heretic. And he said, you're listening to a Holy Ghost preacher today. How arrogant. Stephen Furtick just drips arrogance. Arrogance oozes out of his pores.
Yeah, they said, Boris Brando said, moral of the story, don't follow man, follow Christ. I mean, we could tell people this till we blew in the face, bro. I just read something earlier. They said people that worship celebrities have low IQs. This is what they studied. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know. Is it true, Duan, what's popping? He said, it's true. Everything is flipped upside down. I mean, everything, words also. The whole English language is considered to be a curse. You get what I'm saying? The whole English language is considered to be a curse. Then when you're looking at the alphabets that we, you know, that we actually are writing, the letter A is literally the all-seeing eye. So they got us since the beginning. You know what I'm saying? If you look inside the letter A, it's literally the all-seeing eye. You understand? It's the pyramid inside of it. So they got us, you know, all jammed up, man. It's crazy. Maybach Mel, what's popping? Sock Pop Say, salute to all my Haitians out there. He said, worshiping and idolizing celebrities at an all-time high. Yo, you see, here's the thing, right? Is that, you know, it's all influence. They realize that a lot of these celebrities have influence, right? And I was thinking about this the other night. For the most part, you may have some of these celebrities, rappers, entertainers that may not know what they're doing, right? And they on video shoots and shooting for commercials and magazines. And, you know, there is a person that stands behind the camera who are taking these photos, right, or recording them. And they may say, hey, let me get a devil hand sign pose. And the person throws it up. They don't know what they're doing. Now, I can't say that a lot of them don't. But for the most part, majority of these people do know what's going on. If they didn't, they wouldn't be in this position that they're in, right? Because there's no such thing as luck. Let's be clear here. You either know somebody in this business or it's considered some type of nepotism, or, you know, you just know how to creep through the door. Somebody asked me to do a video on Dolce, and I'm working on that video now. But it's all connected. So when you see in these poses right here, right, it has a lot to do with the Osiris being risen, because they believe in being reborn. This is why when you see a lot of these celebrities, they always doing videos laying in a casket, or they die in a video and all of this stuff, because they believe in this, right? They believe that their old self, like T.I. said, the old me is dead and gone. Their old self is no longer. Now they this new person that's got this secret knowledge. So every last one of these individuals with their arms crossed understand that secret knowledge. So the old them that was working and, you know, a regular person, a regular citizen, that person is no longer here. This new person has been reborn with the information that they've got. And this is how they accumulate a lot of this stuff. But they speak to each other by using these hand signs. So now when you go to an award show, you go and see Morgan Freeman, you shake his hand, do the grip or whatever, and he might put you in a movie. But you got to do something for him. Favor for favor. This is how the industry works. There's no getting around this. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody said baptism. That's another thing too. You know, there's a lot of rituals that go on inside of the American church as well that people are not aware of. There's a lot of rituals being practiced in the church. You understand? A lot of rituals being practiced in the church. When you think of somebody, and here's what I'll say, right? When you think of some, and I know I'm going to catch a little flack from this, but this is true. When you think of somebody going to church to go and get baptized, right? Regardless if they use in Christianity, whatever, that comes, that whole practice of going into the water and getting your body dipped in the water and washing off all of that stuff, that comes from witchcraft. That's originally paganism. Okay? The Catholic Church basically inducted that, and then Christianity took it over. And that was the baptism of Jesus Christ and all of that. You go and get saved. So it's a lot with that. It's a lot with that. You know what I'm saying? They said, true, Jay, the born-again ritual. Stop getting baptized in the water. It's not what you think, Duan said. This is what I'm saying. But, you know, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm all right with that. I don't care. But some people are not aware of this, okay? Some people are not aware of this. When you're speaking in tongues, that's not Hebrew. That's not Hebrew, okay? That's some gibberish. You could be speaking to something else. When you catch the Holy Ghost, are you allowing this to possess you? Are you allowing this spirit to possess you if that is the case? You know what I'm saying? They said, facts, Jay, Roman Catholics perform rituals. I mean, so I just want to focus on this whole thing, like, because somebody mentioned baptism, and it's the same pose. You know what I'm saying? The pastor will tell you, cross your arms, and then they put their hand behind your back and dip you in the water. So this is all being reborn, born again, right? Being born again. You understand what I'm saying? Being born again. Osiris, this pose is to represent Osiris being reborn. Why is everything connected? Why is everything connected? That's all I want to know. Salute Yanagalo, what's poppin', man? Thank you. I appreciate you, man. I pray that the Creator continues to bless you, man, the Most High, always, G's. Jetson, what's poppin'? Salute. Thank you as well, my G. Appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? You, me, said baptism doesn't save anything, anybody. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, do that right there, because this is people's beliefs, right? But I just, you know, my thing is I want to connect the dots, and I see a lot of entertainers doing this, and at the end of the day, we've all been misled. You know what I'm saying? We've all been misled. Travis said, "Hey, yo, Jay, do you believe in Jesus Christ?" Absolutely. Absolutely, I believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, he did exist. Okay, he was a martyr, if we're going to be real. He was a martyr. He put his life on the line for the sins of man. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out here that risked their life and went against the corrupt government, okay? And and got crucified for it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Somebody says speaking in tongues means different language. I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, man, I just wanted to show y'all this real quick, man. Hopefully some people got some valid information out of this. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully. You know what I mean? But if you in the comments, you know what I'm saying, maybe you can answer my question, because I just want to know why all of this connects. You know what I'm saying? I know why. All right? I actually know why. But I just want to hear y'all viewpoint, man. Salute to everybody that liked the video, subscribed. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, I'll be back with some more heat. You know what I mean? Salute to everybody, though, man. Peace and blessings to everybody that show love. I'm out of here.